Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Friel, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan, ORPH's ticker. Cahill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, good to talk to you. Thanks for taking the call.
It seems like you're releasing a new contract pretty much every week. You've got a new contract now, a flu or influenza contract worth $2.5 million. That's impressive. So first of all, Cahill, you're on the podcast regularly, so no need to introduce the company, but tell us a bit more about this, if you could.
Yeah, look, Justin, look, it took a bit of time to fix hVIVO Open Orphan, but as we say, it's fixed and it's really going. The contract is really exciting because we're really reassuring the market. We're not a one-trick pony. We're not purely a COVID story, and we're not purely an RSV challenge study. This is an influenza challenge study for 2.5 million sterling. It kicks off very soon, and it'll be done in the early part of next year. So this is really exciting for two reasons, in that we haven't done an influenza study in recent years. So it's the first one, and it just goes to prove there's a ton of work developing vaccines because of the pandemic. We're entering an era, I think, in the next 10 years where hVIVO Open Orphan will be very busy testing more and more vaccines, and emphasize not solely, like we recently said, we're doing COVID-19 challenge studies, but this is not an influenza challenge study, which is great.
Yeah, but I suppose even with COVID, though, like you're saying, you know, the first vaccine won't be the be-all, end-all. There'll be continuous updatings, iterations, and different versions of the virus. So new vaccines are going to be needed every year, aren't they?
Yeah, look, the reality is, and like the world has should relax, there's going to be a wave of COVID vaccines. We're working on a good number of them.
Yeah.
There'll be one every month, but like our contracts, there'll be new vaccines every month during the summer. So when we get to next summer, countries got to get through the bumpy winter, open, close, come next summer. There'll be a dozen or more vaccines. None of them will work for more than a year. We don't think so. But that's fine. So the first wave of them, the first generation, will give you immunity for a year or protection for a year, and they'll probably remove the worst symptoms. There'll be loads more vaccines coming down the track in years to come for COVID. Some of them will last for 2 or 3 years. Some will remove all symptoms. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of work on COVID. So the country just got to get through this tricky month or two, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, and life will return the way we'll look at it. Take your annual flu jab. And by the way, when you're out, take your annual COVID jab. So COVID will be a long-distant bad memory late next year. But it does mean governments, countries around the world, pharma companies will spend billions building up pipelines now of vaccines, so we never face this nonsense and chaos ever in our life again.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got, you know, like I say, flu, and you've got coronavirus here, and you know, there's a two, you know, viruses that affect millions of people that will need millions and billions of vaccines out there, and updating and iterating all the time. So the market, your market just got bigger, massively bigger. So I see that the Venn is providing the biometry services, this contract. So both sides of the company are now working on delivering this contract, are they?
Absolutely. Look, Justin, it's very important. We've put two companies together, but they now fit like a glove. hVIVO is a world leader, the testing of vaccines, and hopefully you'll see us announcing some antiviral contracts soon. We haven't announced one of those in a while, but they're coming down the track. But then there's biometry. That's a data management biostats. Traditionally, they had to go and hunt for that work. Traditionally, hVIVO had to get third-party contractors. They now provide those services directly into hVIVO, so the two arms fit like a glove. So yeah, really excited to have our Venn Paris teams working closely with us here. I'm based in London nearly full-time now at the moment, running the business. And yeah, the two arms are working rather nicely together.
Yeah, well, I see the only problem you seem to have, Kyle, is space. And where is this going to take place? Because I know you're pretty much booked out for a long period now.
Yeah, look, HVAVO's problem in the past, it was never booked out for more than 2 or 3 months in advance. And look, being honest with you, we've been lucky. The pandemic has exploded the vaccine trial testing market, but we've been good at closing contracts. And yeah, this now has us more or less booked out until Christmas next year. Our target has always been to be booked out 2 years in advance, so we're getting close to that. And then our COVID-19 work has been done in the Royal Free Hospital. So on the back of that deal, we've kind of almost doubled our capacity. And we're always talking about maybe having access to a third facility somewhere. So let's cross that bridge when we come to it, which might come much sooner.
Yeah, I know you can't say too much about this US company, otherwise you would have said it in the RNS. But can you say anything about, are they one of the companies involved in Operation Warp Speed in the US?
Well, look, yeah, we can't really say too much. A lot of these vaccine biopharma companies are very sensitive. But yeah, look, you can take it as read. It's very likely it's part of that program. It's an influenza study. It's come out of left field very fast. So yeah, it's very likely to be one of those companies that our friend Mr. Trump is throwing tens of billions at as part of Operation Warp Speed. But we can't confirm or we wouldn't deny it either. And we'd probably best to leave it for the moment like that. No doubt when we go into clinicaltrials.org. Since a protocol is filed, you'll see who it is.
Yeah, okay. And as always, Kyle, if someone's listening to this and think they may have missed a story here or missed out, give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Yeah, I think, look, Justin, we've said we've a rapidly grown company. We're doing that. We're very transparent. My wages are on all executives. There's no share options, no warrants, no nothing, no health clubs. So go to WW Open Orphan Investors and Corporate Governance. So we're very transparent. And third, we say we do a lot. We're doing a lot. And for anybody who really wants to be part of this decade of the explosion in vaccine work with limited downside, we're not doing any R&D. I think Open Orphan is a good place. We've guided the market. We want to raise our share price 50% every 6 months. That's been our plan. And our plan going forward will be try and keep nudging the share price up 50% every 6 months. So I think that's a good mantra for us to stick to and a target for everybody to work towards.
Excellent stuff. Kyle, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll chat in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin, thank you very much. It's a pleasure as always.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.